توكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا هو وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى اهله واصحابه اجمعين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Truly praise Israel, and we praise him, and we seek his help, and we seek his forgiveness, and we put our trust on him, and we seek refuge and Allah from the evil of our own selves and our wrong actions. And whoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whoever he leads astray, no one has no one to guide him. We bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, and one without a partner, and we bear witness that Muhammad is his worshiper and messenger. Blessings of Allah and peace be upon him and his family and his companions. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المبين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبعثها منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah, praise be unto him, Most High, said in his clear book, O you who have attained to faith, fear Allah as he should be feared, and do not die save as you are Muslims. And O people, fear your Lord that created you from one self, and from it his mate, and from the twain spread out a multitude of men and women. Fear Allah in your claim over one another, and toward the wombs at which you have come. Truly Allah is the watcher over all of you. Alhamdulillahi wuladhi yajalna yawma jumati sayyidi ayyina minna budu wa nasta'inu illa hiya wa huwa ladhi farada salata jumati bil khadri ta'ala. Ya ayyuladhina amanu idda nudiyalla salati wa yawmi lujumati wa sawla dhikri Allahi wa daru labay. المؤمنون المخلصون هم الذين آمنوا وتتامنه قلوبهم بذكر الله وبذكر الله تتامن رب القلوب. Praise be to Allah who made this day of congregation to be of the best of days. We do not worship, we do not seek aid other than from He who made the congregational worship obligatory for us as witness in the sayings of the Most High. O you who have attained to faith, if you hear the call of the Salat on the day of congregation, make haste into the remembrance of Allah and leave your training. The sincere believers are those who have believed and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah, for truly in the remembrance of Allah is the heart. Then Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reveals in Surah Al-Fatiha. Fatir, he says, reminding us, first of all, he reminds us, وَلَهُ لَذِي أَرْسَلَ رِيحِ رَفَتُهُ تِيَذِرُ شَدًا فِي سُكَنَهُ إِلَّا بَلَدٍ مَا يَتِّئِنَ فَأَيَّحْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا قَذَلِكَ النُّشُورِ. He says, it is Allah who sends the winds, bearing moisture, and they rise as a cloud, and will lead to the dead earth. He'd lead it to the dead earth and revive it by after her, like after her death, like this is the resurrection from the dead. Man kana yuridu izata fidillahi izatu jamia ilahi yasadu kalima kalimu ta'ibu wal amalu salihu yarfa'u والذين يمكرون سيئات لهم عذاب شديد ومكر أولئك هو يبور. He says, whoever is it that wants power and glory should know that all might and all power belong to Allah, good words rise up from him, and he raises virtuous actions to himself. But whoever plots evil deeds, terrible punishment awaits, and the plotting of such people shall come to nothing. And again in the same surah, ayat 43 instead of 10, he says to us in relationship to the telling of the people who swore solemn oaths by Allah that if a warner came to them, they would surely be guided more than the previous communities. But then when a warner did come to them, his message only increased their aversion. And he goes on, he says, "Istighfar fil ardi wa makra wa sa'iya, wa la yahikul makru sa'iya illa bi ahli, fa hal yandiruna illa sunatil awalin, فلا تجد سناتي للهي تبادلا ولن تجد سناتي للهي تحفلا." He says, "And their utter ignorance of earth and their plotting of evil, but the evil plot only encompasses the people who make it. Can they then expect anything save the pattern of the previous people? But you will never find any change in the pattern of Allah, nor will you find in the pattern of Allah any alteration." Dear friends, please excuse me. We live in a world where many people vie for and exert power over other human beings. In some strange way, thinking that that's their right, their entitlement, and their duty. And they do it even in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come to it, many unfortunately who call themselves who are of this community or claim to be of our community do that, and we see of course many of those people who claim to be and exalt the fact that they are of another community, be they Christian or Jewish, do that. And yet Allah warns us very clearly in these ayat and many other ayat that the only power lies in Allah, the Hallah wa Laqwa Billah. And I'd like to take a few minutes today and ponder this, ponder the ways in which we individually confirm or affirm or deny that we have power over others, or over circumstances, or over nature. Take some time today and contemplate who it is who is set below us, who it is that we exert power over. See if in your contemplative moment or moments, you feel any sense of obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or any humility. If you feel any sense of awe to know how far your humility or your awe may be from the truth. And when I say power, I'm not talking about just overt, gross, raw power as people do and exert in war or exert in physical power over others. But how you influence others. Maybe how you invoke fear in them. Maybe how you influence others by your moods. By your affect. By what you offer and the cost that you put on what you offer. By what you withhold and the price you ask for what you're withholding. Children, too, need to contemplate that. What words they use. What power you have over other children, perhaps, or even over your own parents, by your attitude and your moods. What power you have over your friends, or you think you have, And do you realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really has power over you? And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would allow you to have such power? What does that mean that He allows you to have such power? Because it's a very important reality, you know. It's an extremely important reality, this power. Allah says, talks about the schemers, you remember, in Surah At-Tariq. And He says of the schemers, He tells by the heavens and what comes by night, what can explain to you what comes by night. There's no soul that has a guardian. There's no soul but that has a guardian over it. And it goes on, He says, so let man consider from what he is created from a gushing fluid issuing from between the loins and the pelvic arch, and truly is able to bring back life on the day of all secrets when all secrets shall be laid bare. He shall neither strength nor helper by the heavens and recurrent rain. And then it goes on, and very brief, I'm going to read the whole thing. By the heaven and the recurrent rain, by the earth bursting forth, truly it is a decisive word, no idle talk. Then He says, Innahum yakiduna kaida wa akidu kaida fa mahilil kafirina amhilhum ruweida. He says, lo, they're scheming, but I'm planning. Allah says, they're scheming, but I'm planning. So give respite to those who cover the truth. Bear with them for a while. You know, let them think what they're going to think. Let them do what they're going to do. I'm the planner. And so you have to contemplate. So you have to contemplate what the reality is of the power we think we have over others and that we exert over others. Contemplate that. It's a very simple message. I could end the khutbah now, but I'm booked in for at least a half an hour. It's about good words and doing good things, of course. It's about affirmations that we hopefully believe that all power belongs to Allah. It's very hard to do good work or to recognize good works when one is miserable and when one is self-centered and when one is oppressed or when one is oppressing. It's very hard to have good words if you're unhappy or if you're sad. It's very difficult to have good words if you don't have good thoughts. It's very hard to have good words if you are being defensive and you're protecting yourself, or if you're protecting what you believe your entitlements are. But most of us don't spend a lot of time analyzing our attitudes, or our moods, or our words, our conditions, or even our health. And we talk about them, and we live them, and we project those ideas, and those words, and those attitudes. And in doing that, we control people, and we have power over them, and we manipulate circumstances and individuals. And we don't often see the causal relationship between our intention and our words, nor do we necessarily see a causal relationship between our grief and misery and our power. Or how we approach circumstances that apparently will cause us grief and misery, thinking that we have such power over them that they can't affect us. All around the world today, people are miserable. In our country, people are miserable. Because of war, because of greed, because of fear, because of people who are wielding power or trying to. And if that power is wielded without humility, then it can only bring distress. The people aren't sinning. I'm saying, well, I'd better see what of this I brought on myself before I start blaming anyone else. And if we dare say or remind people that they themselves may be the oppressor of their own selves, they resent it. Because they don't see or willing to see the causal relationship between their own misery today and what they've wrought on themselves and others. Whether it's the corporate raiders on Wall Street or the people in the automotive industry, or whether it's the greedy people who are subjugating others to their greed anywhere in the world, let alone the political issues that are behind us. Coached in spirituality, coached in some other social good. You know, when we're angry, we often say, you know, in America we have this expression, when you're angry, say, I'm really sore, you know. I'm really sore. We are. We feel pain. We feel like as if you hurt your muscles, hurt your body. We create soreness, illness. People are upset when they're sick. They say they bellyache. Make themselves sick. When they're upset. When we're upset, we bellyache. Our stomach actually aches. I've been treating a few of those. We're happy one moment, we're sad the next, we're healthy one moment, we're sick the next. We're like leaves being blown around in the breezes. One day it's cold, one day it's like this. It's warm but not cold, but not hot, but not whatever. Rainy and rough. So many people have flu. So many people have colds. This is the natural course of things, of course, but they're also symbolic. It shows us who has the power. Allah has the power to keep us well or to make us sick. Allah has the power to make us strong or make, you know, to give us strength or to make us sore. Give us peace or anger. What we have is the power to be responsible. And we have to learn how to respond to the circumstances around us other than some other semi-conscious, immediate, uncontrollable emotional urge or response. And somehow those uncontrollable emotional responses do a lot more to support illness and misery and sorrow in the problems a person has than create any kind of goodness or happiness or health or well-being. The good changes that could come about, should come about in the consciousness of the human being, tells us, come from good thoughts and good words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, good words ascend to Allah. Good words ascend to Allah. You know? It's like the smoke and the incense. Carry our prayers to Allah. And misery and sorry and unhappiness and difficulties attack the lower self. They stay low. They really don't even affect most people whose minds are not focused. I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean the nafs embraces these negative attitudes and holds us down so strongly that we don't notice. We take it as the norm. Well, the message today, as I told you, is a simple one. If we want to remember what it was like in the moment of our awakening in this world. If we want to recapture the moment of our soul's awakening, just before the consciousness of the soul, of the suruh, of the spirit, changes into that sort of blank mind of the baby, ready to be reintegrated into the world. If we want to remember what the heart has the capacity to truly understand and to truly feel in the love that can be only expressed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to stop trying to believe that we exert power. And we have to see that whatever power we do exert, that it is humbly exerted and mercifully exerted and with compassion. Now I venture to say that one or two of us in this room fail at that. That means someone other than me. One other person other than me. And that power can be used for good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. It's raining, chilly. We come out of the masjid and we look at the children and the children don't have their hats on their head. And we say to the children, please zip up your jacket and cover your head. That's good power, right? Because the good intention is good. There's love there. There's wisdom, the experience, knowledge. Now, one brother or sister walks out of the masjid. It's raining. It's chilly. It's cold. And you concern yourself with it and say, you really ought to cover your head. No, I'm all right. But I want you to get sick. So many people are sick. No. Okay, thank you. No intention of doing it. Nafs Mara says, don't tell me what to do. I'm looking at, do you think I'm a child that I don't know? You think I don't know? Look at me. I'm whatever. 27 years old. I'm 47 years old. I'm 55 years old. Why are you telling me this? So, the power could be there to influence someone for the good, but the power can be disrupted by the nafs. Then you say, well, the brother is a very pious person. And he comes out of the masjid and you are a hadith scholar. And you say, oh, brother, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and you quote a hadith about protecting your health. Well, thank you, brother. I'll do that. Because it's from the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you can't argue with Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. It's the same truth. And we're supposed to learn from the Prophet. And we're supposed to model the behavior of the Prophet ﷺ. And we're supposed to be encouraged to think like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it has to come from a sahih hadith for this brother to do. Or from Quran. So power meets resistance. And in the world we live in today, we know that real people of faith should be at peace with each other. That should be a no-brainer. Real people of faith should be at peace, shouldn't they? Whether they're Jews or Christians or Muslims or Hindus or Sikhs or whoever, people of real faith should be at peace with one another. They should live in peace. They should strive for peaceful means to deal with difficulties. And they should affirm that the peace is the most balanced and center point in life. Therefore, anyone at the extreme should be brought toward the center or removed from the mainstream. And yet, at the same time, same people don't want to hear about where that belief in peace comes from. The Christian evangelical doesn't want to hear from peace from the Muslim, because the Muslim is not a believer in Jesus in their mind. Of course we are, and then we're going to go to hell. Some Muslims don't want to hear peace from the Christians, because the Christians have missed the boat and they don't believe in the revelation of Quran, and they disdain it, we think. Some do. And therefore, we don't want to hear where their concept of peace comes from, even though we believe in the same Torah and in the same Injil. We want it because there's no communication. So how can people who are so disingenuous, who cannot talk about honestly talk and broker the conflicts that they have, and that they have real vested interest in peace, how can we deal with the fact that they can't discuss peace with one another? And yet these are the very same people who think that they are endowed by their Creator with the inalienable right to force others to do what they want to do. Not that all people are created equal. Same people believe they have the power to oppress others, to deny others rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises the power of health, the power of wealth, the power of prosperity, the power of peace, the power of knowledge, the power of tolerance, the power of compassion. These are all promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are promises that were made over millenniums. But it's only when we have no humility that we think that somehow there are these different kinds of power. My power and your power and that other person's power, and both powers have to fight with one another. Isn't it amazing when we just take the time to contemplate this power, and the power we have over others, or the power that others have over us, or the power that is the power that people have that they try to wield? Isn't it amazing that we just take a few moments to think about it, how ridiculous is all this? And yet society is built on it. Allah gives us an organ in our body, we talked about the other day, that has the capacity to fight off greed, and to fight off fears, and to fight off doubts, and to fight off even illnesses, to fight off emotional diseases. He gives us a place within us, an organ to stimulate health and well-being, and that's our heart, that can rail and powerfully fight against grief and misery and sorrow. But it only works as when we use it as we turn it toward Allah. It's like an electrical connection. The switch exists and the current exists. When the switch gets turned so it matches the source, then the current flows. But when we turn our heart toward Allah, then The power of Allah comes through our heart for others. And when we isolate our heart from circumstances and we wield power of the nafs, of the ego, then there's only misery and only sorrow and only destruction and only greed. There's a sense of entitlement to oppress. But when we turn it and we connect the heart with the source, then there's only humility and gratitude and peacefulness and thankfulness and piety that comes with that, because we know that we're not the source of it. So the message, as I said, was simple. Allah says, to him ascend the good words and the good deeds, and when you act with goodness in your heart, and when you speak, speak with goodness in your heart. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the good deed wipes out the wrong deed. Well, these are all tremendous powers given by us to us. And therefore we need to turn to reality and take heed. Not be like those who Allah says, do they not see that they are tried once or twice every year, yet they do not turn to reality, nor do they take heed. Inshallah, we learn the lesson. So contemplate the power you have over one another today. اللهم صل على فلك خير الناصرين واحفظ لنا فلك خير الفاتحين واغفر لنا فلك خير الغافرين وارحمنا فلك خير الراحمين وارزقنا فلك خير الرازقين واهدنا النجنا من القوم الظالمين وهب لنا ريحا طيبة كما هي في علمك واشكرنا علينا بكرمه رحمتك واحملنا بها حمل كرمتك والسلامات والعافية في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم يسر لنا أمرنا ما أرادتي قلوبنا وعبادنا وسلاماتي وفافياتي في دنيانا وديننا ونسألك إيمان دائما ونسألك قلب تاشيا ونسألك علما نافعا ونسألك دينا قائما ونسألك عافية من كل بلايا ونسألك تمام العافية ونسألك دوام العافية ونسألك الشكر على عافية إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم أسفر وجهنا بنور صفاتك وهذاك المبشرين يوم القيامة بين أوليك وجعل ضيادك مبسوطا علينا وعلى أهلنا ومن ماتنا برحمتك وكن لنا صاحبا في سفرنا وكلفات في أهلنا واطمئس على وجه عيدنا وسخهم على ما فناتهم فلا يستأمن مدي الله مجيلا علينا. السلام عليكم. Well, my dears, we have a very important word coming up. And dedicate our zikr tomorrow night, inshallah, to Brother Dawood and also to the, and also we want to make tomorrow Yasin during that time, but maybe take an opportunity to enlighten our source today, our khutbah today, on who has power over all things, to think about that. Also, you've already been informed by the terminal illness of Carol Christie, at least seems to be again, Allah, by Allah knows, only Allah knows, but I hope you all find time to call her a visitor, not just one time, but over the next weeks or months or whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for her. And inshallah. And Many of you will be traveling, or some of you will be traveling in the next few weeks. And I want Allah to protect you in your traveling. It seems that at least in parts of the United States, this is going to be a difficult winter. Already there's a huge snowstorm now in the Northeast, and if any of you are traveling to the Northeast this week, I mean, other than Raheel, you are. So, you know, there are delays and everything like that, but, you know, dress warmly. We already found out the flu season is with us. And, you know, you've been attached to me, so we can say one flew over the cuckoo's nest. And so we pray Allah give you health and safety in your traveling. And all of us may be doing a little traveling. We'll be doing a few days of traveling also sometime during this period. And we ask for your prayers for our family and for those who are holding down the fort here. So we hope there are no enemy attacks while we're going. And we pray that everybody is, that. Also, we ought to make dua for the girls for their final exams and their and as they end up their career in the next semester and end up their college tenure next semester, that Allah gives them clarity of mind and humility, sense of their well-being and being well. And they bring honor to their families and to their faith, inshallah. الحمد لله من أمره ونستعين ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى ملائكته والمقربين وأولياء الله الصالحين والمجاهدين فاهدين برحمتك يا رحمن الرحيم قول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المبين بإن لله وملكاته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم وارد أن ساداتنا الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر الصديق وعمر والفاروق والعثمان ذي النورين وعلى سيدنا علي الإمام علي كرم له وجهه ورد لهما أن سيدنا الحسن وأن سيدنا الحسين وأن أمهما سيادتي فاطمة الزهراء وأهل البيت الكرام أن أجواجي نبياتك وطاهراتي أمهات المؤمنين وأن صحباتي صالحين وتابعين وتابعيهم وعبادي لله مخلصين بإسلامين وإمامين وإحسانين يوم الدين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى ينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله أكبر وأقم الصلاة